The Contest by Deputy Dog 90. My wife Tina and I have had many sexual adventures. This is just one of them. Recently, I was checking out the online personal ads. Even with the closing of Craigslist personals, there are still plenty to be found. I came across an ad for a woman to judge a contest between five guys. It was to be a big dick contest. I talked it over with my wife, and she was excited about the idea. So I contacted the person who placed the ad. He introduced himself as Lyle and said that he had four of his well-hung friends looking for a female to act as a judge. She would judge their cock on a few criteria and choose a winner. The winner would get some kind of prize, and the loser would have to perform a task chosen by her. We went over a few details and exchanged a few pictures. Lyle was excited when he saw my wife, and we made arrangements to meet up the following weekend. All week long, I teased her into a sexual frenzy about what was going to happen. I would whisper in her ear and tell her tales of all those big cocks at her disposal, but I wouldn't let her come. She was so horny. By the time Saturday rolled around, she was constantly wet. On the way to the hotel, she was fidgeting in her seat. Her hand would subconsciously drop into her lap to stroke her pussy. We arrived and made our way to the room. Lyle opened the door and greeted us. He shook my hand and gave Tina a hug and a kiss. He also gave her ass a little squeeze, and I thought I saw her shudder a little bit. We entered the room and Lyle introduced us to the other guys. Let me introduce you to the guys as well. Lyle was a tall, white guy. He was heavily muscled with a slim waist, brown hair, and a thin mustache. The next guy was Russell. He was also a white guy, tall and slim, about 50 years old. He had salt and pepper hair and wore a neat goatee. Rick and Terrence were brothers, in more ways than one. They were very dark-skinned black men in their mid-30s. The latest guy was Armando. He was from Spain and had long, dark hair. He was clean-shaven, and when he smiled, he exhibited perfect teeth. Tina was introduced to everyone, and hugs, kisses, and fertile feels were exchanged. Lyle came over with drinks for both of us, and we all relaxed a bit. There was some gangbang porn playing on the TV, and the conversation flowed easily between the seven of us. After a while, Lyle announced that the contest was about to begin. Tina excused herself to go into the bathroom to change. Once she was gone, the guys stripped down to their underwear and waited for Tina. Lyle mentioned that he had been trying for a long time to arrange something like this. He also said that there were no expectations from Tina. When she was ready to stop, playtime would be over, no questions asked, and no pressure. I thanked him and mentioned that Tina was so excited that she probably would wear them all out. About that time, Tina emerged from the bathroom. She was wearing a one-piece mesh bodysuit. It was crotchless, so her wet pussy was completely visible. Her nipples were also very hard, so her excitement was evident. "Here are the rules," Lyle began. "Cocks are to be judged on several criteria. Size, although the biggest, may or may not be the best. Taste, hardness, feel, and overall looks are also to be considered." He asked Tina if she had come up with any prize for the winner and a task for the loser. "Yes," she said. "The winner gets to decide which hole he gets to come in. All three are available." With that, she turned around and bent forward, showing her bejeweled butt plug. A couple of guys groaned at the sight. She also informed everyone that she would be taking points away for guys who lost their hard-ons after she had gotten them up. The loser was going to have cleanup duty, either with their mouth or hands. Everyone agreed, and Lyle instructed them to form a line. Tina started by going down the line, giving each guy a kiss and a squeeze. When she got to the end of the line, she knelt down. She was in front of Rick. She reached out and began to caress his cock through his boxers. Rick was already sporting a decent-sized bulge before she touched him, and as she started, it began to grow. With one smooth move, Tina yanked his boxers down to the floor. His half-hard cock sprang out and almost hit her in the face. Tina grabbed a hold of it and began to slowly stroke him. As he grew, she started to lightly lick the tip. Rick put his head back and groaned. After a moment, Tina put the head of his cock into her mouth and started to move down his shaft. She got about halfway before reversing direction and sliding him out of her mouth. She repeated this a few more times before stopping. By now, Rick was fully hard. He was about 8 inches long and of average thickness. His cock was heavy and curved down toward the floor, but he was obviously completely erect. Tina began to stroke him some more as she inspected him fully. She lifted his cock and cradled his heavy balls in her other hand. The contrast between his dark skin and her pale hands was striking. I could feel my own cock getting hard within the confines of my pants. Tina finished her inspection, looked up at Rick, and whispered, "Very nice." She then motioned Lyle over. He came and stood before Tina. Without waiting for her, Lyle pulled his underwear down and then placed his hands on his hips. Lyle was almost fully hard and was sporting a good 7 or 8 inches as well. Tina immediately sucked his cock into her mouth and started to bob her head up and down rapidly. Lyle's cock grew to its full length and hardness within a few seconds. Tina started to lap at it like it was an ice cream cone. She tongued his balls and stroked him slowly. I could see that Lyle was struggling to control himself. When she was done with Lyle, she called Russell over. He came and stood in front of her. She pulled his underwear down, and a monster popped out. Russell had to be at least 10 inches long. It hung straight down and started to get harder without increasing much in length. Tina turned and looked at me with a twinkle in her eye. Then she turned back to Russell's cock and began to lick and stroke it into hardness. When he was fully hard, she wrapped both hands around it, and the head still protruded past her fists. I heard a low whistle of admiration from one of the other guys, and I thought, "I agree with you, dude." Next was Armando. He was wearing what looked like a Speedo, and when Tina pulled them down, an impressive cock sprang out. It was already hard and was about 9 inches in length and quite girthy. It pointed straight out from his body, and it had a mushroom-shaped head. Tina admired it for a moment before taking it into her hands. She gave it a squeeze and started to suck it slowly. She was really enjoying herself, and I could see that her inner thighs were slick with wetness from her pussy. She sucked on Armando's cock for a few more minutes before releasing him and motioned Terrence over. He was also wearing boxers, and he pulled them off as soon as he stepped in front of Tina. His cock was about 7 inches long, but his girth was impressive. The shaft was fatter than the head, and the tip was already leaking pre-cum. Tina tried to fit him into her mouth, but eventually gave up and licked and stroked him. Once she was done with the initial inspection, she stood and walked back among them, reaching down to give each man a squeeze and a stroke. The guy looked at that opportunity to run their hands over Tina's body as well. Her tits and nipples were pulled and pinched. Fingers found their way into her very wet pussy, and her butt plug was pushed, pulled, and twisted as well. Eventually, she made her way over to the end of the bed and sat down. One at a time, same order, you have 60 seconds each to fuck me. If you come, I will automatically declare you the loser, she announced. Rick walked up to her, and she lay back. Pulling her knees up to her chest, Rick took his cock in his hand and ran it up and down the length of her pussy a couple of times before slowly sinking all the way inside her. I could tell that Tina was on the verge of an explosive orgasm already by the moan that escaped her lips. Rick began to move in and out of her in a steady motion. His eyes closed, and I could tell he was concentrating on not coming. Tina wrapped her legs around his back and moaned louder. After what seemed much shorter than 30 seconds, Lyle announced, "Time!" He handed the watch to Russell and stepped between Tina's outstretched thighs. He lined himself up and slid all the way inside her with one rapid stroke. He didn't pause at all and began fucking her pussy in earnest. He kept up thrusting continuously for the entire 60 seconds, bringing Tina to a very loud orgasm. When Russell announced that time was up, Lyle immediately pulled out and stepped away. Russell walked over for his turn. His impressive cock hung down, pointing directly at her pussy. He began to ease himself inside her, moving in short strokes. With each thrust, he pushed more of his cock into her until there was only about a half inch that wouldn't fit. He had just begun a slow thrusting motion when time was called. Reluctantly, he also stood and stepped away. Tina was panting with excitement, and her skin was glistening with a light sheen of sweat. Armando stepped up and positioned his very hard cock at the entrance of her pussy. He slid inside and also began slow thrusting motions. He fucked her slowly and steadily as she moaned and bucked beneath him. Her orgasms were coming more and more rapidly now, and her pussy made a squelching sound as Armando moved in and out. Finally, Terrence announced that Armando's time was up, and with one final thrust, Armando stepped away. Terrence moved into position and began to work that fat cock into Tina's pussy. As the shaft slid into her, Tina's eyes opened wide, and she moved her legs wider apart. Terrence kept working himself into her, inch by inch. Finally, his pubic hair was pressed firmly against her shaved pussy, and he began to thrust. His movements were jerky at first, but he finally settled into a rhythm. Eventually, time was called, and Terrence stepped away. Tina lay on the bed, panting for a moment. She put her hands in the air, and a couple of guys helped her to her feet. "Decision time," announced Lyle. "Who's the winner?" Tina looked at each of the guys. It was a very difficult decision. Each of your cocks are so different, and they all felt fantastic. But I have to give my pick to one, right? She paused and then pointed Armando. Armando beamed as the other guys congratulated him. He went and hugged and kissed Tina. "Well, Armando," Lyle began, "you win. How would you like to claim your prize?" Armando thought for a second and said that he wanted Tina to ride him, but that he wanted someone else to fuck her ass at the same time. He looked at Tina with a questioning look, and she just smiled and nodded. "Tina, you have to pick a loser as well." After looking each of the rest of the guys in the eye, she said, "I choose Russell. His cock is very impressive, but I think he should have cleanup duty." Russell smiled and nodded as Tina and Armando moved onto the bed. Armando lay on his back, and Tina began to straddle him. As she eased down onto his cock, she sighed. Once she was fully impaled, she motioned Lyle over and indicated that he was to be the one to fuck her ass. Lyle reached out and began to slowly remove the butt plug. Once it was out, he reached into a bag and brought out some lube. Tina began to move up and down on Armando's cock as Lyle lubed himself up. Rick moved onto the bed and pushed his cock into Tina's mouth. As she began to suck on him, Terrence moved over to the bed and started to stroke himself slowly while watching the scene in front of him. Lyle moved into position and Tina stopped thrusting on Armando. Lyle began to slowly push his cock into Tina's ass. Once the head popped in, he paused for her to get used to his size. After a minute, she looked back over her shoulder and nodded. Lyle began to slowly move in and out of her ass, pushing a little more cock into her each time. After a few more thrusts, Tina started to move on Armando's cock again. Her moans and gasps were coming rapidly, and another orgasm washed over her. She now had a cock in her mouth, her pussy, and her asshole. The four of them settled into a rhythm, and it wasn't long before Rick began to grunt. He let out a gruntled groan as he began to fill Tina's mouth with cum. Tina was swallowing as quickly as she could so that she didn't lose any of his precious fluid. Armando and Lyle were both also close to coming. Their movements were starting to get jerky, and they were both working up a sweat. As Rick pulled out of Tina's mouth, Russell moved to take his place. Terrence was running his hands all over Tina's tits and back. Armando was the next one to come. He stiffened and thrust his hips up off the bed, and he began to spray his cum into her pussy. This caused Lyle to let out a yelp and bury himself all the way into Tina's ass. Tina could feel both cocks filling her with cum at the set her off. She screamed out, and we all heard a splash as she squirted all over the three of them. I nearly came in my pants as I watched her powerful orgasm cause her to moan and thrash about. Another squirt, and she started to relax a little. Lyle pulled out of her ass, and his thighs were dripping with Tina's juice. She lifted off Armando and moved off to the end of the bed, bending over at the waist and resting her head on the mattress. Russell moved behind her and began to slide his massive cock into her pussy. Using Armando's cum as lube, he slid in and started to move steadily back and forth. He fucked her for about 2 minutes before he stiffened up and started shooting his load into her. There must have been a lot of it as it started to leak out around his cock and run down her thighs. Finally, Russell moved away and Terrence stepped up to take his place. He worked his fat cock into her pussy and started to thrust. Tina's eyes were closed and she was panting out, "Fuck, fuck, fuck," with each thrust. Terrence started to move faster and grabbed her hips for leverage. Tina was on the edge of another whole-body orgasm. I walked over to the bed, grabbed her hair, and pulled her head up. She looked at me as I got right in her face. "Come," I ordered. Tina screamed again, and we heard another splash as she squirted again, this time all over Terrence. He began to really pound his cock into her pussy, and she squirted over and over. Finally, he shoved himself all the way inside her, went very still, and grunted. His ass cheeks began to flex, and he started shooting his cum into her pussy over and over. He pumped her full of cum until finally he was spent. Terrence stepped away, and Tina flopped onto the bed, panting. Nobody moved for a few minutes as everybody caught their breath. Tina finally looked up, found Russell, and told him she was done. He was relieved of his cleanup duty because she couldn't take any more. Russell smiled and nodded. Finally, we all began to pick up our things, straighten ourselves out, and exchange phone numbers. Tina promised each of the guys that she would see them again. We all said our goodbyes and Tina headed to our car. When we got inside, she turned to me and said that there was one more cock she needed before the day was done. I promised her that she